yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
On March 15, 2019, a mass shooter stormed two mosques and killed at least 50 people in a terrorist attack in Christchurch, New Zealand. The deadly attack has once again brought into light the alarming rise in Islamophobia, particularly in the West, where anti-Muslim rhetoric and policies have become normalized in institutions, politics, media, and everyday life. Critics say lethal attacks like the Christchurch shooting are part of a bigger picture in which Muslims face daily attacks of discrimination, bias, and threats. In the days, weeks, and months after the 9/11 attacks, Islamophobia entered the everyday vocabulary of Westerners through names such as Osama bin Laden, organizations such as Al-Qaeda, and words such as jihad, regression, and misogyny. To make the case for war, US political elites, along with their European counterparts, constructed an Islamophobic narrative that featured the Muslim enemy as the most serious threat to Western values and freedoms. The narrative acted as a means to mobilize popular support for the war in order to expand US and Western military, political, and economic hegemony in the Middle East. Since then, Islamophobia has been a tool of public manipulation to get consent for devastating wars and for votes in presidential or parliamentary elections.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
While some dismiss incidents like the New Zealand massacre as the act of a lone wolf, a wider look reveals the extent to which Western leaders and mainstream elites have fueled anti-Muslim sentiments and supported policies that directly target Muslims. In the United States, over 200 anti-Sharia bills have been introduced since 2010 in over 40 states. And rebranded as a travel ban, Trump's immigration ban now targets seven countries, five of them Muslim-majority nations. With an influx of refugees from Muslim nations, Western political leaders have doubled down on xenophobia and racism, casting Muslims as an existential threat with alien religion and different ethnicity. Despite the fact that the Muslim community remains a small part of the overall population, fears over migration combined with concerns over an aging demographic have created a panic in which millions of white Westerners worry that they will be replaced by Muslim migrants. In 2016, a survey showed that Americans believe 17% of the country is Muslim. That's while the real number is about 1%. Likewise, the French think the proportion of Muslims in their country is more than four times what it really is. Radical right populists in Europe have successfully campaigned on anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant platforms. Hungary's far-right government even passed draconian laws that criminalize giving aid to asylum seekers and has blocked European Union attempts at resettling refugees. Italy's ruling League party has promised to deport 500,000 undocumented immigrants, and one of its governors has vowed to defend the white race. In the Netherlands, anti-Islam politician Geert Wilders notoriously called Moroccans scum. While politicians still tend to dismiss anti-Muslim attacks as the work of lone extremists or the mentally ill, expert warns this view is not only part of a double standard involving white attackers, but misses the threat of Islamophobia as an international network. According to Pete Simi, a sociology professor at Chapman University and expert on extremism, this is a long-standing process of this movement being globalized and relying on global connections. It's not an individualized type of violence. The fact is that many political elites, both in the US and Europe, are fanning the flame of Islamophobia. A 2018 BuzzFeed News investigation found that GOP officials have publicly castigated Islam in 49 states since 2015 and almost never faced repercussions. The pattern holds in Europe. For example, Nicolas Sarkozy, the former French president, endorsed a widely condemned demand to alter the Holy Quran with little consequence. Studies have shown that coverage of the Muslim community across the West is bleak and often peppered with conspiracy theories and factual inaccuracies. In the United States, 80% of news coverage of Muslims is overwhelmingly negative, according to Media Tenor, a media research organization, with the majority of coverage depicting Islam and Muslims as sources of violence and malice. A 2018 study by the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding found that perpetrators of violence who were perceived to be Muslim received 7 times more media coverage than their non-Muslim counterparts. Press coverage of Muslims in the United Kingdom isn't any better. A 2011 study by the University of Leeds found that 70% of news coverage of the Muslim community in Britain has been hostile.
Dr. Gorkar, hear you.
For years, media organizations such as Fox News have poured out anti-Muslim disinformation.
Fatwa, hunted in America.
The network has repeatedly invited notorious activists like Pamela Geller to disseminate hatred and bigotry against Muslims.
The fact is, Muslim immigration means more Islamic terrorism. It's just that simple.
But the problem isn't just with Fox News. Media organizations across the political spectrum have also indulged in similar narratives. In 2015, CNN host Don Lemon asked guest Arsalan Iftikhar, a Muslim American human rights lawyer, if he supported Daesh for no reason other than the fact that Iftikhar is a Muslim.
Yeah. You describe those who support ISIS as Islamic extremists. Do you support ISIS?
Wait, did you just ask if I support ISIS? And I just answered your question.
Even so-called progressive figures such as Bill Maher have been accused of perpetuating anti-Muslim sentiments under the guise of intellectual debate.
World, after the San Bernardino attacks, we were off the next week, but I heard all over TV, everybody was saying, you know, if only Americans knew more about Islam, they wouldn't be so afraid. Actually, it's the reverse.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say it, but the more you know, the more you would be afraid.
From heads of state to powerful media figures to celebrated intellectuals, anti-Muslim views flourish in plain sight, often unchecked and unpunished. These sentiments have created the space for rising tides of violent extremism against Muslims. Yet these anti-Muslim sentiments could lay the groundwork for terrorist groups like Daesh to recruit, with relative ease, members from communities subject to racial and religious discrimination. Coming from a clash of civilizations mentality, Islamophobia has been the source of many tragedies striking the Muslims community, which in the long run might harm the West as a whole.